Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with Donnie C., Texas Bob, and Cinnamon. Tin hat not required. Call us with your opinion at 347-324-3752.
Hello.
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 I'm too far away. Hold on.
I know. Oh. I'm hurting.
Me
anyway,
too.
Yeah, well, we're old. Okay. Another Saturday night. Hello.
Yes, another Saturday night.
What do you got? Anything?
I'm just signing into everything.
Of course.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What was that?
Nothing.
I didn't think I heard anything. Wasn't sure. Anyway, what's going on in the world that you would like to discuss tonight?
Well, I've got a couple things saved, but they're in my bookmark thing, so you know I've got to go scroll all the way down.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, you know what's going on, so.
Speak. I like how President Trump did with the kids, and he didn't go all cockeyed.
What?
Getting the kids released in China.
Oh,
the basketball
yeah.
players.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read the article where the dad goes, who? When they ask if he thinks he should thank Trump. And he said, who? He says, it's no big deal. He said, you know, we see worse than that around here all the time. And I'm like, dude,
hey.
You're sounding like an idiot now, because they were in a foreign country, in a foreign country that's not.
That's an uneducated man.
That's not exactly, you know, guns a-blazing hostile, but like to make an example. Sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to get arrested in a foreign country, and I sure wouldn't want to get arrested in China.
Yeah, it's one of the countries that like to make an example of foreigners doing something bad in their country. And so, yeah, it might not have been the death penalty, but they do hard labor over in China.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So yeah. I think the guy was sick of being asked, you know.
Well, either that or he just wants to play Barney Badass.
Well, you know, your kid looks bad on the world stage when he's caught shoplifting just because for shits and giggles in a foreign country.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, but Trump handled it well. He did all right. The young men are home. Hope they learned a lesson. And we shall see if they do.
And I hope he gets the football player back.
Where's the football player at?
He's being held in China also, but he's been there for a little while. He's going on trial because he got in a fight.
For a fight?
Yeah, he got in a fight in outside of a bar. So kind of a bar brawl. And his is going to be kind of a tougher sentence than shoplifting.
For a fight?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. All right. I didn't know we had another person over there.
Yeah. And he probably didn't know about it. Or he would have.
I never even. What team did he play for? Or does he play for? Well, did he, I guess, play for?
Hold on. I'm not finding the link.
Well, it doesn't matter. I just thought off the top of your head you would know. That's fine.
Well, I think he's college.
Well, I imagine he is. If he was a professional, I'm sure we would all know. So it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, my headphones went dead.
Okay. your headphones.
The mother of a former college.
Former.
And he's playing the Canadian Football League.
Oh, okay.
He's been in a Chinese jail for over a year.
For a fight?
Yes.
Jeez. Did he kill somebody or something?
Nope. Just for getting in a bar fight.
Jeez. Seems like it's time for him to get released.
Yeah.
But I think...
Okay, the UCL, the basketball players, they were facing a 10-year sentence.
Yeah, they were facing a lot of hard time.
Okay, and her son's 30.
Wow. He was a...
Oh, and he's a Detroit native.
A Detroit native, huh?
Yep.
The basketball players?
No, the football player.
Oh, football player.
He was a high school football star, and he went on to play for Ball State in Indiana.
What's his name?
His last name is Brown. Wendell Brown.
Wendell Brown.
That sounds familiar.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why it does, but it does sound familiar. Hmm. Don't know.
Okay, he moved to China. Oh.
Oh, so he lives there.
Yep, and so. He played for and then coached a team in the American Football League of China. He also taught English and opened a cross-training business to supplement his income.
Well, I don't know.
He declined the invitation for many of the locals. Good God, it's froze now. Anyway, he went to a friend's birthday party at a bar. And he claims that many of the locals think he is rich because he's black and he's big. And they insisted on having drinks with him, but he turned down the invitation. So I'm assuming that's how the...
Drinks that he would have to pay for?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's how the brawl started.
Okay. Wow. Because you're black and you're big.
Yep. They became angry and...
Wow.
They started throwing bottles at him.
Really?
And, yep. He turned around and hit somebody and allegedly caused him to lose an eye.
When they're throwing bottles at him?
Yeah. Because he wouldn't party with them and pay for their drinks. Okay. And they're saying...
sounds like Bob at a steakhouse.
A lawyer in China.
Somebody's taking his steak out the plate.
Was told to win their son's release, they would need to pay $100,000 as restitution.
Oh.
And the mom is a hairstylist and the dad is a barber.
Well, yeah, that's going to be tough coming up with $100,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
It says if convicted, he could spend 3 to 10 years in prison.
Wow. Well, he's already spent 1 year. He must have, you know, we'll get to you when we get to you kind of court.
Pretty much, yeah, because the lawyer said also, and the friends say that in trial proceedings, the surveillance video from the bar corroborated Brown's story that he did not throw a bottle at anyone and he was simply defending himself. And during the trial, it was also learned that the man with the eye injury sustained the injury previous incident. So they're actually just trying to shake down.
Shake down the guy?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a case Trump ought to get involved in.
Yep.
Secretly. I didn't even know he was even... dealing with these basketball players. So that's pretty good. Let me get Critic on. Critic, you're on with us while I'm back on the page. We have some people in the switchboard. If you'd like to chime in, push 1 on your keypad. I don't know if they tell you that anymore. So if they don't, I will.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
All right. Yeah, some people told me they have stopped doing that.
Yeah, they did that a while ago. I know that have been on here for a long time know to do that, but is going to know when I call in Cruz show, they don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they try to do all professional and they want you to invite the guest and have the guest on, you know how they switch the switchboard where you can have five guests, you call them to have them in.
I know you can call guests.
Yeah.
I don't know how many you can call. I don't pay attention to any of that. I don't call anybody. I've only done it a couple of times the whole time they've had that system. Well, how about Bill Clinton? Isn't that amazing?
What about Bill Clinton?
Well, they get Judge Moore in a hot box down in Alabama. But boy, let it happen to a Democrat.
Well,
quiet.
What I understand, a lot of the so-called evidence is starting to fall apart.
Yeah, right. They can't get the yearbook. She will not hand over the yearbook. And that DA, and they showed court papers around that time when he was a judge, and he did preside over her divorce hearing. Why you would let that happen if you were molested or whatever the hell she claims, I don't know. But she all these papers said Judge Justice Moore, and it says DA. Now, DA is his assistant's name that signs all, you know how they sign, stamp their signature and all that, and he that's his initials. I forgot it. Delbert something. Alan Delbert Allen or something like that. And that's on all these papers, and they're all, and it's in different scribble, where he, that's not all the same. So when this Einstein was copying this, it looks like she copied the DA right along with it, thinking that, well, he was the DA. No, he wasn't the DA. He was the assistant DA. He wasn't a DA. But all his papers at that time in that block period was signed, either stamped, you know how they stamp it. And you know how you initial somebody, somebody's signature that they didn't do what you did for them. Well, that's this guy's signature. And it's on a whole bunch of papers. So, and all of a sudden that came out, and and we're not going to give you the yearbook. And of course that might change. She might, and that might be all wrong, but that's what's coming out now. Cause they showed all these papers when he was a judge.
I don't know who the reporter. I don't know who the reporter's name is, but I saw a clip of her grilling Gloria Allred, and she made her look like a total fool.
Oh man, that was MSNBC. Can you believe it? That was on MSNBC, and I don't know her name either. And I'd like to give. I would love to give her credit.
I don't know necessarily if it was her grilling that. I think Gloria wanted to backtrack. On some of that stuff.
Well, she asked the right question. Okay, let's put it that way. The reporter asked her the right question, and Allred just stumbled and fell all over herself trying to.
Yeah, she sounds like she's trying to backtrack without it making it sound like she's backtracking.
That's what it sounded like to me too. Like she was trying to get away from this whole thing because she's already made herself look stupid with the Trump deal. And one more, I tell you, who's going to call her for anything?
Anyway, whether she's trying to back rat or whether or not she got grilled, she looked like a fool.
She did. She did look bad. She looked terrible. And that was MSNBC. And that's what I was going to get into. Now Mika Brzezinski is all over Bill Clinton.
What?
Yeah. Time, he should have, he should have resigned. He should have been, you know, taken care of back then. He was wrong. And people are all falling all over themselves that were all over. All these women from Arkansas, all over themselves, just bitching and complaining, and what trashy women these were. Now they're apologizing to these women.
What? Except Hillary.
No, Hillary hasn't.
She's not saying that she went after them.
Yeah,
she never went after.
Yeah,
them.
Well, there's plenty of proof that in people that testify that she did.
Well,
so.
she did it in the news. She did it publicly.
Yeah. Yeah, she did it publicly. Called them all kinds of names. And Mika Brzezinski, what's going on here? Let me get Bob on here. Bob?
Yes?
There you go. It's about time. Talking about your favorite person, Hillary.
Hillary and that lady on, Scarborough's wife. Girlfriend,
oh, Mika.
Whatever.
Oh, Mika.
Oh, Miki. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she got into about Bill and but did you see that critic brought it up about the reporter on MSNBC? And I wish I knew her name. I'm sorry I don't, because I trash MSNBC enough. It's time to give them a little credit. But she had Gloria Aldridge on the other day. She made her look stupid. Just made her look like she was. She made this whole story up about the yearbook. I just wondered if you've seen
like
it.
Said, yeah, I've seen it. Well, I didn't see that interview, but that's not uncommon for that lady, that Albright lady, because she picks winners to represent.
Well, she thought she picked a winner. I think she made herself hurt. If her client is telling the truth, he made her client look like a liar to me. Made herself look like a liar.
I guess what I'm trying to say is she like, you know, on like commercials where you see these lawyers, we're going to get you all kinds of bucks for car trucks. Ricks and that's what she reminds me of. You know, she's one of those kind of lawyers. I don't like the woman.
I don't know too many
people.
She's
just trying to make a buck, and it doesn't matter how.
I don't like. She always trots them out there, where they're crying and shaking, and make them say word for word what had happened and things like that. If she's truly representing somebody that has gone through some kind of assault like that, she's just what would you call it?
She just uses these people to make money.
All over again.
Right. Who was the redhead that had the severed fake head of Donald Trump? What's her name again?
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin. That's her daughter that trotted her out, and Kathy Griffin just ripped her, Bloom is her last name, just ripped her apart the other day in the press for having her do that. That was her idea. That was Bloom's idea to go out there. And you do listen to your lawyer. That's what they tell you. And it's like daughter, I guess.
Well, the New York Times came out with an article. Not bad. Pretty much saying, what if Ken Starr was right? And he went through the old narratives of the Clinton scandals.
Yeah.
And then kind of went through everything, like Troopergate. He went into Whitewater, all of that time.
How about Commodities Gate?
Yeah, well, he was going through all the stuff.
Yeah, where she, to this day, nobody's, so up to that point and to this day, nobody's made the money she's made on a little way, you know, a little investment in the commodities. Unbelievable. Of course, the person got suspended, lost their license for a little while. I remember, right?
Yeah. Pretty much what he said is by returning to the impeachment made me think that in this case, the most important escalators were the Democrats. They had an opportunity with Al Gore waiting in the wings to show a predator to the poor and establish some moral common ground for a polarizing country. And what they did instead, turning their party into an accessory to Clinton's appetite, shamelessly abandoned feminist principles, smearing victims, and blithely ignoring his most credible accuser, all because Republicans funded the investigations and their proofs, and it's all just sexual McCarthyism. Feels in the cold clarity of hindsight like a great act of partisan defamation, for which it's safe to say we have all been amply punished since.
Yeah.
So for, again, I'm wondering if some of these women are starting to look back, look back at some of this stuff and go, you know what? Why were we for Hillary? If she's going to allow her husband to get away with that kind of thing. And
that's
same thing.
Question.
Why are you for Hillary if her number one is standing by her husband until he finally goes to prison?
Hmm?
Huma Abedin.
Oh, Huma. Well, she didn't really stand by him until he's in prison now.
Yeah, she didn't start divorce proceedings until he was sentenced.
I know, it's a joke.
So.
He is a joke.
I mean, only, he was standing by him. They were sharing a laptop, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's
something. And that's not necessarily needed in a family with that income.
No, you don't have to share. Now, you have, has everybody heard of what Schweitzer's been saying?
No.
About uranium one or anything?
No. This uranium one story has been debunked countless times. It is nothing but a false charge that the Trump administration is trying to drum up in order to avoid attention being directed at them. This is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law. If they send a signal that we're going to be like some dictatorship, some authoritarian regime, where
what about sticking the IRS on all Tea Party people?
Or
before you start
charities and
yes, before you start throwing stones on an abuse of power,
rule of law.
What the hell?
Hold on. Now, she wasn't the president.
Political opponents are going to be unfairly, fraudulently investigated. That rips at the fabric of the contract we have, that we can trust our justice system.
Really? Hillary talking about the rule of law and the possibility of a special counsel to investigate her role in that whole corrupt Uranium One deal? She's obviously getting nervous. She was more reaction, author of the best-selling book, Clinton Cash. Really? We're going to get a lecture on the rule of law? You know, I watch people now assail you. Even the Never Trump crowd is now trying to come to the defense, I noticed, of Hillary Clinton. I want to give you a chance to respond and explain to people all of the connections here. I'll hand it to you.
Well, thanks, Sean. This is a story that begins in 2005. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton helped Frank Giustra, a Canadian investor, get very, very rich uranium deposits in Kazakhstan from the Kazakh government. And we now have a video deposition from the Kazakh uranium minister at the time, going into detail about how they were extorted by then-Senator Hillary Clinton to grant those concessions to Frank Giustra. She was on the Armed Services Committee. She would not meet with Kazakh officials. Her committee had responsibility for the distribution of funds that were supposed to go to Kazakhstan. She made it clear, no uranium for Giustra. You are not going to get your support from the federal government. After Giustra got those uranium deposits, he sent $30 million to the Clinton Foundation.
What is the timeline on that?
Yeah, so that's 2005 is when that deal happens. Within 2 months, he sends the first $30 million to the Clinton Foundation. 2007, they do what's called a reverse merger. They take those Kazakh assets. They put them in a company called Uranium One. Uranium One acquires uranium assets in the United States. In 2010, the Russian government says, we want to buy Uranium One. That triggers the federal approval of the United States. As the U.S. federal government and the State Department is considering that deal, the chairman of Uranium One, Ian Telfer, sends $2.35 million to the Clinton Foundation through a private foundation. It was never disclosed. It was only discovered by going through Canadian tax records. Bill Clinton gives a $500,000 speech the month as that approval is going through to a company in Russia that is involved financially with Uranium One. The ties and the deals go on and on. And let me just add, Sean, by the way, it's about to get a lot more interesting because we know some details about this lobbyist, this source that's come forward. His name is William Campbell. He lives in Florida. He was with Cassidy & Associates, which is one of the big lobbying firms in D.C., where he lobbied on Russian interests from 2007 to 2008. He then started his own firm, was paid $50,000 a month by the Russians for lobbying. And this is what his contract was for, quote, to improve the media and political environment in the U.S. in respect to the supplies of the Russian uranium products, and quote, to set up meetings with U.S. administration officials, members of Congress, and other key opinion elite in TENEX and Russian government officials. So this is a very inside guy that's coming forward as this whistleblower.
Russia, we had Putin bad actors in the United States. Mueller was the FBI director. Eric Holder was one of the nine that signed off on the deal, CFIUS deal, the committee. Then you've got bribery, extortion, kickbacks, money laundering, and racketeering. Mueller had to know because they had an FBI informant. He had his own personal experience, ended up 4 years being an informant. Then he got tapes, and then we've got documents, and we got emails and a firsthand account. And Putin was using breaking all of these laws to get a foothold in the uranium market. And they knew in 2009.
You're right, Sean. In fact, the purchase of Uranium One was announced by Vladimir Putin himself. It was reported in the Moscow Times, which is an English language publication in Moscow. He personally released the funds to purchase Uranium One in the United States. And look, the argument that the Clinton defenders use is, well, there were all these government agencies that were involved in this process. She didn't do it by herself. From the standpoint of bribery, that is irrelevant. If you're a congressman sitting on a committee and a committee votes unanimously for something, but you got paid to vote for that, it doesn't matter what your colleagues did. You committed bribery,
yeah.
And that's why this needs to be investigated.
All right, people, we're going to stay on this. And by the way, the FBI informant I was just talking about, his name was revealed today. We have John Solomon, Sarah Carter coming. Thank you.
Yeah, that's something that happened, that the guy that he wanted his name kept quiet is now his name is out in the press, and that came from the FBI, by the way. FBI.
Primary's best of luck. So he's blasting Gillibrand, right, for her own hypocrisy, for taking money from the Clintons, but I think that... in this new groundswell of everything we're experiencing, mm-hmm. there is a new lens on Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. Fair point. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely, because this goes beyond just Monica. This goes to the $850,000 that Clinton paid to Paula Jones for sexual harassment. She only asked for $700,000, but she got $850,000 from Bill Clinton. That was payola. He didn't admit guilt, but why would you pay $850,000 unless you were doing something wrong? And this was not just her. It was case after case after case. And Hillary Clinton, she's victim shamed. You want to talk about listening to women? She called Monica Lewinsky, who was an intern at the time.
I have a problem blaming the women for the men's behavior.
Wait a second.
No,
but
I'm not there to do that.
I believe you should.
It is.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I hate that when they do that.
This is CNN. This woman is telling, this young lady is telling the truth, and the hands are out to get her.
Not fair to do that.
You should listen to the women.
Yes,
this is
you should. But blaming, bringing up Hillary Clinton in a conversation about Bill Clinton's behavior is not appropriate.
It is appropriate
because on the men's choices and the men's behavior. And all men need to reflect upon their behavior, not just famous ones and not just politicians.
No, but,
this is a cultural problem.
It is
not
a cultural
something
problem.
That we should just put all on Hillary Clinton's shoulders.
I'm not putting it all on
Hillary Clinton. She lost to Trump, the guy on Trump.
Hillary Clinton went after Lewinsky, called her bimbo.
Wait a second.
She did not
Monica Lewinsky sex scandal was an affair with somebody that was of age, Monica Lewinsky. Lewinsky has never been an accuser. He has never since the time, not back then, not since then, ever said that he did this to me. It was unwanted. I didn't want to get touched. I mean, she's not an accuser. So now we're going to step in and on her behalf, accuse him of femicide.
Yeah.
It was an extramarital affair that is not illegal. It might be immoral. It might be unethical. But it's not illegal to have an affair. Yes, it's wrong for the president to do that. But remember, the illegality with Clinton was because of the perjury over which he was impeached.
Right.
Not because he had an affair.
And Ken Starr was appointed a year and a half before he even met Monica.
Okay, okay, Monica was an intern.
Jamie Gengel
has
so patiently sat here quietly. And I just
Wow. Let some young lady, and she's a young lady, tell the facts, boy. They don't want to hear that on CNN.
No, they don't. And now they're trying to defend old McElroy.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to. Well, Hillary did by saying, well, he said he was sorry. And our sitting president didn't. And she again this week said that he had helped to get into the White House by the Russians. I just don't know what this woman's got to go. And I'm sure Bill's saying, Hillary, will you shut your mouth? Because the more you speak, the more they're going to come after me. Not you, me. Oh, my. She just can't stay off of TV shows and radio shows. She's just all over the airwaves. And some brave man did, or woman on a radio show in New York City just say, well, nobody, you know, apologized to the ladies that came out and said they were sexually, one said raped and harassed by your husband. That was litigated years ago, and that was taken care of in a court of law. No, it wasn't. No. None of them went to court. None of them at all went to court. So she's lying because these young people don't know any better. You know, young people. Who's Monica Root? Bill was president? They don't remember that. Anyway,
we're not old enough to remember. That goes to tell you how time flies.
Yeah. Thanks, critic. Yeah, it flies all right. Every birthday I get close to it flies. But these young people, you know, these 18 and 19 year olds, hell no. They don't believe none of that. Of course, they're not going to check into it. I don't know.
Well, I would hope that they would check into it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's all I can say. Yeah, well, I don't believe they do. Not the ones that are out in the street and. But I just can't believe these Democrats. I think they're finally finally tired of the Clintons, and they got the word. They got the word that, hey, we got to get rid of these. These two are destroying the Democratic Party. It's time now to go after Bill Clinton. Gloves have been off of this man for decades. It's time for all of you. And all of a sudden, you see the sea change. The sea change. Now that it's sounding more like Fox News going after Clinton than MSNBC.
Well, they got to get them out of the picture, or like you said, it's going to destroy the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
Well, they've been saying that when she first started the book tour.
Mm-hmm.
They've been saying she just needs to go away.
Right.
Quietly go away for a while.
But she's not, and that's a thing. You're right. She claimed she broke her foot. Let me tell you. Remind me of the John McCain thing. Just drives me insane, John McCain. Lord, did you take him yet? I'm just asking. John McCain, let's get into... Let me say this about John McCain. Every time GPS comes up in the news big time, and we're going to do this, and we're going to have this investigation, we're going to do that. Well, first he had a boot on. He did something to his foot, leg, ankle, I don't know. Then it really got hot and heavy this past week. I mean, there's people coming out of the woodwork on this, and they're investigating. There's other investigators on it besides the House, thank God. Well, now he's in a wheelchair. I figure. If we really push it, by next week, he'll be in a hospital bed because this man doesn't want anything to do with what his part was in this whole dossier shenanigans. Just thought I'd throw that in. I didn't want everybody to jump in. Somebody eating?
Well, he's never been accountable for anything.
No, he hasn't. Keating 5 all the way. You're right. Keating 5. Three quarters of the world doesn't know that he made tapes when he was Mr. Prisoner of War. And it's a whole bunch of things going on with him that he does not want out. But it's just funny, every time a little bit comes out, he's got a boot. And then I see Hillary's got a boot. She had to cancel her book tour.
Her book tour,
that was her dog. Go ahead.
I feel so sorry for her.
You feel sorry for who?
I was being sarcastic.
I didn't hear. You feel sorry for McCain? I mean, I know you are.
No, he was talking about Clinton.
Oh, of course, I know he is. Same with us.
She don't want to answer questions because, you know, if you watch a lot of on these book tours where she goes out, people start asking her questions about things when the news media is there. And so when anything pops up that has to do with her or her husband or whatever,
right,
she cancels the book tours and waits, you know, couple weeks or whatever to hopefully it blows by and then she'll jump back on. She's been doing this quite a bit.
She canceled she was overseas peddling her book and all of a sudden things started happening with the dossier, you know, all this started coming out in the press again and picking up steam. Well, she broke her toe and So she had a boot on. Now, I broke a toe at work. I dropped an air gun on it, and they put a piece of board. It was cut out like a shoe. It was a board underneath my shoe with a Campbell's can that was riveted to the side. So if I dropped anything else on my toe, I wouldn't feel it. Mm-hmm. And I continue to work in the pit. I didn't get to go home. But she couldn't sit behind a desk and sign autographs because she had a busted toe. She's an amazing woman, this woman. She's incredible. But
I don't see anybody who actually is a person who understands what happened on November the 8th. That would be a real threat. Somebody who understands why former Democrat registered blue-collar workers in Youngstown, Ohio, voted for a billionaire from New York. Right. They just don't have it. If they have that candidate, I might be mildly worried. They don't.
That's my boy. Mr. Gorka, I thought I'd throw that in there. Oh, boy, I tell you. And did you hear Judge Jeanine make a slip on TV?
Mm-mm.
No.
I didn't.
She called Hillary an asshole. She could not help herself. Oh, my. She could not help herself. Don't worry, Judge. We got your back, right? What's that?
If you ask me, she was being too kind if she called her an asshole.
Oh, yeah. She was being kind. And matter of fact, if I wasn't so shocked hearing it, she probably would have said that because she doesn't back down. Oh, man. Jeez. And people on Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms are being suspended or kicked off permanently for just putting in, I don't know what that is, putting anything in about Hillary or Bill or anything about the Democratic Party.
Well, Twitter is about ready to get its ass chewed off.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Twitter is about ready to get it's about ready to get its ass chewed off.
Yeah, I seen Stone is going to sue them and for suspending him.
Well, Stone was apparently that there's a whole lot of people who were supposed to join him in that lawsuit. Milo was one of them.
Yeah, he was talking about Milo was going to do that. So somebody, it was one of the shows on TV said that Milo, was going to help sue Twitter because you can say you. And I get them all the time on my Twitter feed. Will somebody please assassinate the president, or do I have to? And it goes, I mean, it's like that a lot. And they're not suspended. They don't get suspended. Not at all. And I don't understand it. Here's Roger Storm.
What I've heard from Twitter is that I would be suspended for 3 hours and 22 minutes. That was on Saturday. And after the clock ran down on that, what they said in their communication to me was a temporary suspension. I've heard nothing from them, and they don't respond to my inquiries. I don't even know specifically what tweet they objected to, although I think I'm being held to a completely different standard. It seems to me that Keith Olbermann and others have said things far worse, far less temperate than what I'm.
And you need, to read some of Keith Olbermann's tweets. Anybody that deserves to get suspended, it's this guy.
Accused of saying, I really think that this was an attempt to silence me just before the Mueller takedown of Manafort.
Coming at you live! 50,000!
Let's move ahead.
Man, our next guest has got me so fired up. Put it back up, it had 47 million views. That's why every week we have in-studio people we're celebrating who get more views than CNN gets in a week. But they get banned, they lose their jobs, they get persecuted. Stephen Gerd is a highly decorated veteran. I'm going to go over his bio right now. I'm going to do it when he's in studio next segment. I'm sorry, 48 million views on one video. He had a bunch of other videos with tens of millions of views, and they took them down. Now, at the protest, they put them back up, but then he got blacklisted from doing his work for different agencies and groups. But he's back, and he's a fellow Texan, going to be here in studio with us coming up. This is powerful information, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I bring it up is it dovetails into Roger Stone. You know, you have just been like, has happened to other folks that are too effective, like Milo. They're saying this may be, Politico says it may be a permanent ban from Twitter for daring to challenge the dinosaur media. Just amazing.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. It's hard to say, Alex, because all I've ever heard from Twitter is that I would be suspended for 3 hours and 22 minutes. That was on Saturday. And after the clock ran down on that, what they said in their communication to me was a temporary suspension. I've heard nothing from them, and they don't respond to my inquiries. I don't know specifically what tweet they objected to, although I think I'm being held to a completely different standard. It seems to me that Keith Olbermann and others have said things far worse, far less temperate than what I'm accused of saying. I really think that this was an attempt to silence me just before the Mueller takedown of Manafort. Fortunately, people who miss my feed on Twitter can follow at Stone Cold Truth. They do a pretty good job of covering my exploits. It's not like my feed, but they're very adept at keeping up with what we're doing here at InfoWars and elsewhere.
And I was about to say, as we all get silenced, it's important for all the listeners and viewers to understand, magnify what Roger's doing. Magnify what I'm doing. Magnify what our next guest is doing. And when we see you getting censored, we magnify what you're doing. That's why we're winning, is because we're not like the left, only out for themselves. We understand and we stand for something, and we are winning, Roger. That's why the swamp has indicted Manafort.
That's absolutely right. The most important thing InfoWarriors can do is take the very best stories from InfoWars. For example, last week we had an eyewitness who confirmed that Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, was indeed on the ground with Lee Harvey Oswald, and that the National Enquirer was right.
Now, I'll tell you who that person was. That was the lady that was in New Orleans and Lee Harvey Oswald's girlfriend, by the way.
That link should be retweeted by InfoWarriors everywhere.
Or this one that's on DrudgeReport.com by Dr. Corsi. FBI reliance on discredited Fusion GPS Russia dossier threatens Manafort prosecution. And in 1 minute we have left, we're not just putting a good face on this. This is doomed. This is a PR disaster. They already tried to steal the nomination and steal the seating of the president. This is more sour grapes, and it's not going well. Everybody I know sees through it.
Well, and now we have ties between CNN and a chief correspondent there and GPS Fusion. No, the web gets worse and worse, and we at InfoWars are going to keep covering this story as it unravels, keep bringing people.
And by the way, you've announced you are suing Twitter.
Say again?
I saw in the news, are you going to sue Twitter?
Well, I'm conferring with lawyers. I mean, yes, if we have a strong antitrust case or a strong First Amendment case, I'm hoping they will come to their senses and restore me. Again, I've never been informed that I'm permanently banned. I only hear that from reporters. They don't respond to me at all, other than they're claiming that my suspension was temporary. So we shall see.
Well, that's how they do it. When they finally ban you, they don't want you to know you're banned, so you get the attention. They just want to act like the censorship's not happening. Amazing. We'll talk soon. InfoWars.com reporter Roger Stone with his ear to the ground and plugged into Pennsylvania Avenue, you name it. We'll be talking to you very soon. I know you're going to be on the War Room today, coming up 3 o'clock Central Time.
All right. Roger Stone, the assassin, the assassin. And I read his tweet. I know what tweet they got rid of, suspended him for, and it was CNN, Don Lemon, and he said some good stuff, but nothing to get suspended for, nothing that you haven't read on Twitter before. They were just looking to get rid of him. But they're getting rid of, and that's what we talked about a long time ago, about if they go ahead and start monitoring the internet, we'll never get any news.
Or the news that they want you to get.
Exactly.
Censorship.
Yeah, it's censorship and we talked about this before years ago. That's what they want. The biggest mistake the government made was allowing no oversight on this beautiful thing called the internet. But hey, come on. Say what you want. Say what you want. But of course, they enjoy pedophile stuff on the internet. The government offices, they sit back and watch porn while we're paying their wages. Now, how about that? How about they're coming after Roy Moore, and they're coming after they went after the Trump thing. They were raising hell before he was elected, and they've got 15. Billion, or was it billion or million? Billion dollars in a million, right?
Million.
Million in a slush fund to cover their own senators and representatives and pay off the women that claim that they
accusers.
Thank you. I took my pill. I'm stuttering or I'm lagging. Go ahead, Simon. You know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
You got me off track.
To pay hush money.
Yeah,
money. Pay settlements to accusers.
What the hell is that? And we can't get their name. And there's a... Who now was it? Testifying just the other day. There's two right now, and she won't name them.
She can't.
Why?
Legally, she can't. That slush fund is a hush money fund, and she can't come out and name.
Well, see, that's a problem with the whole, they get away with everything. They get away with anything they want. They're multimillionaires. They know what's going to happen in the stock market before it happens. And now this. And who in the hell is going to listen to these people?
Well, the stupid people still do.
Jeez.
There are people that still believe that your representative is there for you.
They're
especially
not.
Those of the PMSNBC and communist Nazi news.
Right.
I'm talking about just your everyday average Joe that gets their news from news clips and doesn't watch like the news channels.
I'm talking about the ones that are the thousands in the streets and dressed in their covered their faces and they don't know what's going on. And by the way, E.T. Williams also got everything pulled off his channel on YouTube, and I meant to mention YouTube also is getting rid of people, and it seems to be all conservatives. Anyway, by the way, I didn't tell. Is it all right if we go to 10:30 tonight?
Works for me. Whatever you want to do.
All right, good. Papa Don.
Is it a John Wayne movie on or what?
No, Papa. No.
I'm only teasing.
I'm just kidding.
You have to get back to your safe zone.
Yeah, my safe zone.
Yeah, it's been a long week. It started raining last night and it hasn't stopped. And it's cold and it's making
arthritis. And it's snowing.
Yeah. I seen it was snowing today.
Yeah, snowing and arthritis. And by the way, I went in for an interview today. Just letting you know.
Back.
Pepe Donnie, what interview?
What interview? Do I have to tell you?
What are you applying for?
he went back to the ninth circle of hell.
What's a ninth circuit of hell? Oh, Kroger.
Yeah.
It's close to home. I don't want to hear it, Bob. I just don't want to hear
it. I like Pimp Daddy better. Well, why couldn't you become a Pimp Daddy?
I don't have nobody to pimp.
I say you should see the woman rock.
Yeah, you ought to see the woman.
There's got to be some elderly ladies walking around there somewhere.
If you look at me, you've seen pictures of me. Who the hell's going to go, oh, yeah, you'll be a good pimp?
You're just going to be the pimp daddy.
Yeah, but they're going, come on, can we have somebody halfway decent?
Oh, Lord, I'm just jacking with you.
I know you are. But, I know.
I changed the subject real quick. I was watching the Michigan State game and it was snowing.
Yes, it was.
Yes, is that a home game?
Yes.
It started raining, and the next thing I know, I seen snow.
Hold on. Oh, yes, yes, it was a home game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a home game.
Yeah, you're right.
And I refuse to call it snow. It's fluffy rain.
Yeah.
The leaves aren't totally off the tree, so it's not snow yet. It's fluffy rain.
Yeah.
Oh, fluffy rain, huh?
Yep.
Fluffy rain. I did pull my snowblower in, and
just so everybody wants to know, I don't know if you've ever told them about our little problem with our little Craftsman backer.
No, this isn't a show about
the snow has flown a couple of times, and we still do not have a part that I ordered at the end of August.
Thank you. Thank you, Sears. Craftsman,
kiss my butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe the last thing I've
back ordered?
Oh, yeah. And it keeps changing. It's been back ordered, and it should be, you know, gives me a week later, then maybe 2 weeks later. I've been doing this since, like I said, the end of August. When I originally ordered it, it was in stock.
And it was coming. It'll be there. And I go, oh, good. Well, I don't need it now. Thank you very much. I don't need it now. But they lost business. They lost business, and we went in there. Cinnamon wanted to drag the lady out and beat her butt, and it was going to be a brawl.
Oh, it's going to get ugly come Monday. I'm contacting a bunch of people. There's going to be a lot of emails, a lot of letters, a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. You know where that fire is. Right in the trash.
Well, they're supposed to be closing up a lot of stores, too, from what I understand.
I can understand why now.
Yeah, they have absolutely...
Well, they're going bankrupt.
Any longer. They freaking suck.
Yeah, no customer service at all. But you can still get a Craftsman, I think, a part. I mean, like a tool. I'm sure you can still do that.
Not in this house.
No, if we went in there, we don't do that no more.
But yeah, by the way, usually when you call, they want to know your phone number to look up your parts thing. I can give them the order number, and they'll go, "Oh, is this Cinnamon Couch?" Uh-huh. Again, yes. So the big group of people in India that keep answering these phone calls know me.
Well, yeah, you called them enough.
Oh, yeah, weekly. The bastard.
Oh, that crap's even going to India now?
Customer service is.
Customer service. Just like other
people. Yeah. I just thought that was Southwestern Bell.
Yeah, Bob told me to watch that. Hey, my name is Joe. My name was Joe. Hi, Joe. Mine's Raphael.
Didn't we merge with Kansas at one point?
What's that?
Didn't we merge with Kmart at one point?
Yes. Kmart was always up under the Sears umbrella.
Well, not always. No.
Well, it's been a long time.
Sears bought out Kmart, and then they sell the same.
Wasn't it in the 70s, though?
No,
it wasn't that long ago.
No, it was about 10 years ago or so.
Well, they're shutting down all the stupid Kmart stores, too.
All of them?
Oh, they've been closed for years down here.
Well, a lot of them.
The closest one to us is
That's not all of them.
There's one in Tawas. After that, there's one in Saginaw. And then there's one down closer to Detroit.
But all I'm saying, that's not all of them.
No, they're closing down almost all of them.
Yes.
And they'll say they can't ship something, but you can pick it up at the store. Well, excuse me, I'm not driving 3 hours to go pick up this thing.
Well, you got a point. Yeah.
See, I don't think there's any Kmart in Texas at all anymore.
Might not be. I don't know. There's not many left at all.
I know the main one of the big warehouses was in Kansas. It was up in Kansas, and they shut it down too.
Yeah, they originated here in Michigan, by the way. SS Kresge's was a part of with the Kmart thing. So, you know, if anybody knows what SS Kresge's is, it was.
Yeah, I remember.
Five and Dime.
Yeah. They were 5 years ago. A lot of their stores still kind of look like they're Five and Dime-ish.
Yeah. You're right.
There's only one that I can think of up here, well, not really in my area, but it's in Flint. Is it in Flint? No, it's in Kent, if it's still open.
What, Woolworths?
That was part of Kmart.
Yeah. And then Ben Franklin was another big one.
But they weren't part of the Kmart.
Okay. So, to get off of...
Okay, go ahead. What?
a suck ass store. Did anybody see the U.S. Navy got in trouble for one of their pilots drawing a penis in the sky?
Yeah, I've seen that. That was pretty good.
That cracked me up so bad. And the news article that I was reading, it was showing some of the tweets that were about it, because most of the people on Twitter were pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought that was the funniest thing ever. And one guy said, well, at least they're not talking about chemtrails now. And I'm like, dude, that is exactly a chemtrail.
Yeah, if you can draw a penis in the air.
If you can make your exhaust turn on to draw this penis and then turn off, that's exactly chemtrail.
Chuck Norris has even wrote an article about chemtrail. Just thought I'd throw there's some smart people in Hollywood even. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have?
I don't think he's in Hollywood anymore.
No, he's not. He's smart enough to get the hell out of Dodge.
He got the hell out of there.
He made his money in that app.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame him a bit. Don't blame him. But he really broke it down. And, of course, they started calling him names now. Drink the Kool-Aid. Drank the Kool-Aid.
Where? In Ohio?
In Ohio?
Yeah. They're having a problem. Well, of course, you know they're having the opioid crisis really bad in Ohio.
Yeah.
They went from West Virginia to Ohio.
Right.
I think it was a police officer. It might be an EMT. They're having a problem. People without gloves.
Yeah.
And they're absorbing the fentanyl through their skin and they're overdosing. Oh, I remember what it is. The EMTs were driving a woman that was overdosing into the hospital, died in the back with the woman. And the one that was driving,
right,
the vehicle started overdosing.
These chameleons are funny because they'll grab anything.
The guy in the back crawled on through, made him over and treated him with a Narcan.
Uh huh.
And drove both of them into the hospital.
Right. Wow.
But yeah, they're having a big problem. There's a lot of sheriffs that are refusing to, not a lot. There's a few sheriffs in Ohio that are refusing to let their county police officers use Narcan. They'll help them load them in with EMTs and stuff like that, but they're first on the scene.
Right.
They're not supplying with the Narcan.
Right.
Two reasons. One, because once you dose them with that,
mm-hmm,
and they come out of it, they usually come out fighting. And there's been too many police officers been injured when they come up and they're smacking and clawing and, you know, trying to beat the crap out of you.
Right.
And it's costing too much money. I can't remember how much a dose of Narcan is. It's pretty big. And so it takes out too much money out of their budget. And he says, when you're doing it, you know, you see somebody three or four times that you're giving to, then what's the point? He said, I'm just putting my people at risk for no reason.
Right.
He says, you wouldn't jump in the lake, you know, into the frozen lake without safety procedures to go get somebody out. He said, you can't be doing this also. One of the sheriffs said.
No.
Yeah, okay, it was a firefighter. Firefighter, paramedic.
That's awful. I mean, try to save somebody's life and you get OD.
Yeah, it's just by handling the person.
That stuff is powerful.
They also, in the article, the hospital's not confirming anything, but the city manager is saying that he believes quite a few employees in the emergency room were also affected when this woman came in.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you there. Can I play a little bit of this tape to see where I'm at?
Yeah, I was done with that.
Are you?
The website, HarryThomas.info. I'm your host, Harry Thomas. McCain's, last thing to come across some of this news this week was McCain's presidential ambitions are set to be swift voted.
Okay, that's what I thought was old.
Yeah, that would be real.
I know. I just, this POW came out and was being interviewed and trashed the hell out of McCain about his POW status.
Are you going
to
play it?
No. It's 2008.
Well, you said you were going to. Well, I was waiting.
You were waiting too?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, anything to bash that bastard, I want to hear.
Okay.
Status nominee by four of the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth group that contributed to torpedoing John Kerry's presidential ambitions in 2004. Well, they're set to derail on John McCain's hopes of becoming the Republican nominee by forcing the GOP jettison the senator and insinuating a revolution within the party return to its conservative roots. And Sampley also runs the Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain organization, and they're exposing the fact that John McCain's status as a war hero and claim that he was tortured in Vietnam is a complete fabrication. Now you go, whistleblowers. This is what they were talking about on the Power Hour.
Thank you.
Anyway, let me move on to the top cop that says McCain was never tortured. The reason I want to cover this story and many other like it is because lots of people are standing tall when it comes to John McCain. Hell hath no fury like a veteran scorned. And I will tell you now, there are a lot of Vietnam veterans who deserve a lot of credit for what they did. And, of course, John McCain is the one who gets the majority of the credit for something that they say he did not do. Former Vietnam veteran with top secret clearance says he has personally spoken to numerous POWs who dispute John McCain's claim that he refused to provide information after he was captured and tortured in Hanoi, saying that, in fact, McCain's code name was Songbird because of his willingness to tell all to avoid torture.
Oh, man.
Jack McLam served 9 years in secret operations in Cambodia and other nations before going on to become one of the most highly decorated police officers in Phoenix history, winning Police Officer of the Year twice before taking a role as hostage negotiator for the FBI. I know a lot of Vietnam veterans and a few POWs, and all the POWs that I've talked to over the years say that John McCain is a lying skunk. He never was tortured. They were there in the camp with him, and then when he came in, he immediately started spilling his guts about everything because he didn't want to get tortured, said McLam, contradicting the official story that McCain only offered his name, rank, serial number, and date of birth. The Vietnamese communist served him the song, called him the Songbird, and that's his code name, Songbird McCain, because he just came into the camp singing and telling everything they wanted to know. Now, McLam said that the POWs told him that McCain had sustained two broken arms and a leg injury from not pulling his arms in when he bailed out of his A4 Skyhawk that was shot down over the Trung Bac Lake in Hanoi. The POWs said that McCain made 32 propaganda videos for the communist North Vietnamese. I repeat, the POWs said that McCain made 32 propaganda videos for the communist North Vietnamese in which he denounced America for what they were doing in Vietnam.
And you can hear one right now on YouTube. They misfiled one, and one reporter was looking for something else and ran across one of these tapes.
On Jack McLam, he is the founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order. He was an FBI agent and stuff like that. He was on the Alex Jones show, and they were talking about, is McCain the Manchurian candidate?
No, I know a lot of Vietnam veterans, brother, and a few POWs. And all the POWs that I've talked to over the years say that John McCain is a lion skunk. You know, that he never was tortured. They were there in the camp with him, and when he came in with his two broken arms because he failed to pull his arms in when he bailed out of his plane and had a leg injury, he immediately starts spilling his guts about everything because he didn't want to get tortured. And he made 32 different videos for the communists speaking out against America and how evil they were for what they were doing in Vietnam. And they have these sealed now. Our government has that sealed to where we can't get to it. They have it classified, those 32 propaganda tapes that he made. And I'll tell you, what's not said on the television and will not be said on the television is how much the POWs hate John McCain and Vietnam veterans. As a matter of fact, there's United States Veterans Dispatch is an organization of Vietnam veterans that just detest John McCain for being a traitor to the country. And then we have other organizations, too, that... one here, let's see, it's called Vietnam Veterans Against McCain, that talk about him being a Manchurian candidate. And he was the worst one in the House and Senate to trample on and to disparage and to ridicule any POW families that came forward to Congress and Senate and wanted them to send in and find the POWs that were missing, the MIAs.
Now, and you can see that hearing on YouTube also.
Pat Buchanan says John McCain will make Cheney look like Gandhi, and John McCain is getting signaled support from President Bush. So if you like Bush policies, you'll love McCain. And McCain is just a complete madman. And add to that question the fact that there is only one true conservative slash constitutionalist who made it to the Republican primaries, and that's Congressman Ron Paul. And virtually the entire media and political establishment pummeled Congressman Paul to the point that his limited success in the race can be characterized as nothing short of miraculous. I mean, really, the establishment had done nothing but push McCain and manipulate the numbers and put out an all-out attack on Ron Paul. Ron Paul said that McCain is friends with Feingold and Kennedy, and this exposes the left-right fraud. You know, Senator Russ Feingold on campaign finance reform, he's siding with him. And now he's a friend of Ted Kennedy on immigration, Paul said. These guys are too...
No apologies, though, for a musical parody that many around the world took as a true sign of his thinking.
Bomberan, you know, bomb, bomb, bomb. But anyway, when veterans are together, veterans joke. And I was with veterans, and we were joking. And if somebody can't understand that, my answer is please get a life.
I'll tell you, what's not said on the television and will not be said on the television is how much Vietnam veterans and the POWs hate John McCain.
Now, this is John McCain, Senator John McCain opposes the Senate Select Committee on POWs and MIA affairs.
The Senate felt compelled to set up the Select Committee, and that It took them 9 months to set up the committee, mainly because of the opposition of Senator McCain, who was bitterly opposed to any attempt to find the POWs, which is remarkable to me, the POW himself.
And now it's the senator.
For instance, would he ever, ever give in and say there were POWs left behind?
And this is former chief investigator of U.S. Senate minority staff, Tracy Ursay.
And my first question is, how would he know or not know? So just that which is reasonable, he never exhibited, and I don't know why. Maybe it's a guilt complex. Maybe he promised the Vietnamese something. Okay. And I don't know what it is. And maybe he actually believed that. That would be the saddest of all.
He probably did more harm to the idea of trying to get the truth out than any other single person through the efforts he did to block the release of classified intelligence dealing with the POW/MIA problem.
And we'll split right after this tape.
McCain stepped in and, in effect, made it harder to get documentation. That certainly hurt us because we had hoped for a massive release of documentation.
Many, many documents were held back for no reason.
This is Senator Bob Smith of New Hampshire, Republican.
And our goal on the committee was to just dump this stuff, to declassify it literally to the public. But, of course, they withheld information from the committee. The U.S. government held all kinds of information from the committee, withheld information from the committee. I know that for a fact.
You didn't want anybody to check his background. Because a lot of POWs that were living in the camp said he was a collaborator of the enemy. And he didn't want nobody looking into his background in the camp, what went on in that camp. That stuff is still classified, so nobody can see it. And he just had it classified forever, so nobody will ever look at it.
Even POWs, we knew, who wanted to see their own debriefings, were not permitted because of the McCain regulation.
But where did McCain get compliments for doing this? The bureaucrats at the...
This is Representative Bob Dornan of California.
The Pentagon, because it put a workload on them. It put a workload on them for missing in action people. And did we need that bill to handle a Scott Spiker case? Oh, you bet we did.
And also what it did, and this is what he really opposed. And if you remember, the contemptuousness we got into him in his office was that it would hold bureaucrats accountable by penalty of law.
That's
if
right.
They lied or if they withheld information.
That's right.
And he fought tooth and nail to protect those bureaucrats.
Yes.
Because they were protecting him.
I could never understand that. Why would we, if someone was guilty of withholding information that would help us to solve the mystery of what happened to an MIA and did it deliberately, why would we not want to prosecute that person? So I could never understand it. I thought the language was written. I know Bob Dornan has that language. I thought the language was written very well. I supported it, fought for it hard in the U.S. Senate and mostly on the Armed Services Committee where we debated it. But it was watered down to basically where it was almost worthless.
Now, one of the things that happened with that bill is that we were submarined. The House side, we passed it with no, I don't believe anybody opposed it. It was a pretty much unanimous vote.
401-0 on the House, with every single Republican who is serving sponsoring it, and about a third of the Democrats.
On the Senate side, we had one person standing in the way of getting in positions that would have been very tough on government bureaucrats who didn't tell the truth. And that one person was Senator John McCain.
John McCain and John Kerry both were.
Now, I want you to listen to later on in this. It says we only have 6 more minutes. What he gets out of the deal.
Not pursuing this with the same approach that I was.
He insisted that no committee be set up unless he was chairman. Obviously, his intent was to kill everything.
Okay, I appreciate you inviting me here, but what I don't understand is this: you're supposed to have a committee of for us.
And there's one senator there, Bob Smith. McCain took the rest off this off the podium or dais.
All my congressmen from Connecticut walked out. All the senators were on that panel. They all walked away. McCain took off. Kerry took off. All that evidence was coming out in Korea because they knew that if they came and listened to the truth, they'd have to keep the hearings open.
They didn't want any information. So they weren't interested in doing anything with the information other than trying to discredit it.
North Korea did not return a large number of American servicemen at the end of the war, and that some of the men left behind were sent to communist China and to the Soviet Union. Internal documents and statements made at the time also show that our government believed that men were still alive in captivity, and until only a few months ago has kept that reality from the American people. It has covered up what it knew through a pattern of denial, misleading statements, in some cases lies. And by doing so with regard to the Korean conflict, it broke its commitment with the people who put on the uniform to fight for the freedoms and protection that we and our allies enjoy today.
What I found interesting was that, coincidental to Kerry running the committee, Vietnam gave to Kerry's family sole rights for the negotiation of all real estate issues within Vietnam.
Yes.
And remember, he's the one that threw his medals over the fence at the White House. Remember that?
I'm an old Vietnam veteran. Never got in country over there, but I was back in the jungles using a top secret clearance for different things during my years as a Vietnam veteran. And I know a lot of Vietnam veterans, brother, and a few POWs. And all the POWs that I've talked to over the years say that John McCain is a lying skunk. You know, that he never was tortured. They were there in the camp with him. And when he came in with his two broken arms because he failed to pull his arms in when he bailed out of his plane and had a leg injury, he immediately starts spilling his guts about everything because he didn't want to get tortured. And he made 32 different videos for the communists speaking out against America and how evil they were for what they were doing in Vietnam.
In which circumstances have you been shut down? I was on a flight over the city of Hanoi, and I was bombing and was hit by either a missile or any aircraft fire. I'm not sure which. And the plane continued straight down. And I ejected and broke my leg and both arms and went into a lake, parachuted into a lake.
Information shows that he made over 32 tapes of propaganda for the Vietnamese government.
We do know that when he was there, that he cooperated with communist news services in giving interviews that were not flattering to the United States.
In the transcriptions, I heard a POW who heard them coming into his cell and said, "Oh my God, is that Admiral McCain's son? Is that the Admiral's son? Is that Johnny telling us that our principal targets are schools, orphanages, hospitals, temples, churches?" That was Jane Fonda's line.
Certainly you do what you need to do to stay alive. Nobody would fault anybody for that. But there comes a point in time where enough is enough.
He admits that he gave them all data, everything. And I'm not even so much blaming him for that, because under torture people do that. But it turns out he wasn't tortured. And then right. He started singing like a canary in seconds.
Yeah, they call him, the Vietnamese communists call him the Songbird. Matter of fact, that's his code name up there, is Songbird McCain, because he just came into the camp singing and telling them everything they wanted to know.
And it sounds so good at first. McCain was offered the chance to come home. They called him the prince, and he could have. But nobody ever takes that one step beyond that. If John, Admiral John McCain, II, Jr., if his son, a lieutenant senior grade, had accepted this princely status and got home in 1967 while the others would sit there for 5 years, what would the Navy have done with the son of an admiral who opted to get special treatment and come home? No Navy career, no House seat, no Senate seat would have been the end of his career. So what I'm saying is, yes, he chose to stay, but did he have an alternative if he ever wanted to have a life? And what would it have done to his father?
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. What I've been saying all along, and those were senators they were talking to and House investigators and some POWs. So, Johnny. And we want to talk about his, there's so much more to his military career that it just blows me away. But nobody wants to talk about it because he's a war hero. He's a hero. And we are done, kids.
All right.
And I'm going to
bed.
Good night,
y'all.
Good night, y'all. Everybody have a great night. And hopefully Hillary will do something this week and we can talk about it some more.
Food for thought, even though it's not really news-related unless you live in the Seattle area. Guess what the median price is now for homes in the Seattle area?
I have no idea. I don't know.
$735,000.
Whoa. Oh, man. They said housing went up. And it was a good thing, but wow, 700.
The median price in the Seattle area, and we have two or three zip codes in King County that are over $1 million. So, and we're not necessarily talking about mansions either. So,
jeez. No, I don't. I wouldn't expect you were. Oh, wow, that's something. We live in a dump there, son.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Compared to that, we live in a dump. Wow. Okay, well, we'll take that up next week. Bob Critic, have a great week. Take care of yourselves.
You
and we're going to enjoy the snow. I'm going to get under a heating blanket and get this arthritis off me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night.